Opening nights on Broadway were always on her mind. She couldn't seem to live without what she called the New York Times. I walked in from work one day and didn't find her home. But I didn't have to wonder long to figure where she'd gone.